Hey everybody, it's a beautiful Wednesday, October the 20th. It's National Hagfish Day, and it's time for the Wise Guys and Girl and Matt, sponsored by Kmart's Seafood Department. Today only, you can get calamari in exchange for a favor. It's squid pro quo. As always, let's start with Sir and the weather.
Bit of a wacky Wednesday in store. Currently 16 degrees, working our way up to a high of 19 today. Looking like 100% chance of rain at 11, but it'll disappear quickly and we'll be left with a mix of sun and clouds throughout the rest of the day. And on National Hagfish Day, I'd like to give a random daily shout out to all of these slimy, bottom-feeding, blood-sucking garbage eaters out there. And also the hagfish.
Sorry.
Shout out.
Ugly fish.
Well, Hagfish Day brings awareness to the evolved but slimy hagfish. And that's about all I've got on what's probably the ugliest of species. The idea behind this day is to encourage everyone to look beyond the exterior of the hagfish and appreciate how highly evolved they are. Maybe we can think of them like a book cover. You know, a gross, slimy book cover. As we were saying earlier, if someone were to figure out a way of eating them, they could be in the disgusting food museum in Sweden, along with kui, which is roasted guinea pig from Peru, which we passed on when we were in Peru. The bus driver offered to stop the bus for us to get over and have some, but we said maybe later. Another food in this museum is kazumarzu, which is maggot-infested cheese from Sardinia, where I learned it's important that you chew the maggots very carefully or else they'll reappear in other parts of you. That's not bad so far, right? There's a temporary alcohol exhibit at the disgusting food museum, which includes a Soviet-era alcohol sold in a taxidermied squirrel. South Korean poo wine, and my personal favorite, Icelandic sheep dung smoked whale testicle beer.
That's a string of words.
Hey, it's not seeming so bad anymore, is it?
And sorry to everybody who is eating anything right now.
I'm part of the CAE weight loss program.
And imagine, this was the best day of all the choices. Oh, you know what can fix this? Music. It's time for Tunes with Tamik. Tamik, what are we listening to today? Fish Heads by Barnes?
Would you believe there's actually a band called Hagfish? I wouldn't have believed. I said, let me just type in songs about hagfish. You know, sometimes I choose things because I like them. Sometimes I choose things because, like, oh, this is interesting. And sometimes I choose things because I mean, hey. And this is, I mean, hey, today. But there is a band called Hagfish. They're kind of like Green Day, but not Green Day, according to Wikipedia. So I don't know. But they do have a song called Flat, which is interesting because the title doesn't seem to have anything to do with the lyrics. But anyway, I like the lyrics. So maybe Hagfish is talking about like a little hagfish partner, girlfriend, boyfriend. I don't know how hagfish roll, but whatever. They might be non-binary. What do I know? But Hagfish, the band, is saying, your little smile fills me up. And I will never give you up. I never met no one like you because I always had better things to do. That's actually a man, I think. And you're so likable. Everyone thinks you're likable. If I seem to hate the things you do because I want to do them too. So there we go. Hagfish, the band, song called Flat. A truly ugly fish. But then I think of things that we eat in Jamaica, and I can't really diss some of those, because Ventura's like, I'll ask Ventura, I'm like, Ventura, do you eat pigtails? Like, no, I don't eat that. But I eat.
Yeah.
not a fan of anything with that consists of a head or a tail or feet. We eat cow foot in Jamaica, but Ventura is too nice for cow foot.
But cow
foot's not bad, I'm not gonna lie.
Gosh, Zena learned that I had never had chicken feet, and so she made chicken feet and brought them in and sat with me while I
That's awful. But you know, if it's done right, James.
Yeah.
What did you do? Was it stewed or was it curry? Do you remember?
Curry.
Curry chicken was not bad.
It wasn't bad.
But I wouldn't give it to somebody. That's
a little intimidating. First of all, there was no dessert for him until he finished his chicken feet.
Chicken feet still have the nails on them?
Yes. So it's like a floss, right? A food floss as well.
Remember when someone brought in frog's legs at Elm Drive?
Oh, yes.
What?
Yeah. Cooked and sent out an email saying it's available in room 170.
Today only.
That was what you got, though.
Oh, my God. I bet everybody was running. I mean, I eat weird stuff, but I keep it to myself. I don't try to give that away.
That was the frog didn't make it in the race.
It was probably available every day.
One day we will have class parties again and get access to all these creative and exciting foods. Maybe even some Icelandic sheep dung smoked whale festival beer.
On the menu now at the Sky Lake Cafe.
Ooh. Oh. Whoa. Hey, let's get on Mario to see if he can introduce this as one of his first specials. Well, let's get to Ventures with Venturo. Hey, Venturo, I got to say, yesterday's tech tip was gold. I was taking pictures and clicking full screen all day. So thank you for that. I did not know you could do that with your phone. What have you got with us today?
Hey, you know what? I have two book recommendations for you. And I know everybody here, you must have either watched the movie that was based on the book or read the book. Can any of you guess the two books? And they're about, there are books about a fish.
Fish Called Wanda. Oh, wait, no, maybe that wasn't a book.
One fish, two fish, three fish, two fish.
Nobody.
Fish Out of Water? That was a good one. I don't think they made a movie.
Perhaps Moby Dick about the very big fish called a whale? Yeah. So, Moby Dick, definitely one. And I know most of us would have read that book by Herman Melville, The Great Moby Dick with Captain Ahab. And
are whales fish?
It's,
Or is this like a tomato being a vegetable?
Let's call the whole thing off.
Whale.
Yeah, so check out that one. I'm a big fan of the movie. I don't know if you guys must have watched that movie with Gregory Peck, Moby Dick the movie. I'm not that old, man. I'm not that old. This was a movie from 1956, I think. So, the next book is Jaws. I know pretty much everybody watches Jaws, right?
Yes.
So that's the other one. That you can go check out the book, check out the movie. A great watch. That one is by Peter Benchley. But I'm going to finish up by saying, listen, I think that somebody should write a scary screenplay about the hagfish. Can you imagine that fish in a horror movie?
That fish is a horror movie.
Buddy, that would be very, very interesting. So I'm throwing that out there. All right, that's it from Ventures with Venturo.
Excellent. And we're about to learn a lot more about the hagfish, courtesy of Mark and Matt, in this week's edition of The Sizzler, where our own Vice Principal Botnick and special guest Matt Schulman, Quote Machine, work together to earn a gift certificate to the Zeller's Restaurant. Matt, how are you doing today?
Just dancing to the rhythm of life. Unfortunately, I can't process musical pitch.
That's why we've got Tamik. Well, gentlemen, today you will earn valuable Zeller's Restaurant dollars based on the accuracy and creativity of your responses and how much they delight the wise guys and girl. And remember that one bonus dollar is earned each time you get Venturo to laugh out loud. And we are carrying $5 from last week and yesterday. So we've got a good head start on lunch. In my hand, I have a list of questions about hagfish brought to you by the Shifty Seafood Market in the neighborhood, where a lot of fishy stuff goes down. And maybe comes back up too. All right, question number one. Hagfish are widely considered the most disgusting animals in the ocean, if not on Earth. Why is this? Matt Schulman.
You know, I think they just lack a great PR agency. The real name of a Chilean sea bass is actually Patagonia toothfish. So if hagfish were called Pacific eel, it would be a delicacy.
Oh, we're going $4 for Patagonian toothfish. That's a good one. Vice Principal Botnick.
Sir, I'm not sure what you're doing to us, but having no idea what hagfish was, I did a little research.
Oh my God.
Real research. And I quote, hagfish feed upon dead or dying or injured sea creatures much larger than themselves and are known to enter their prey through the mouth or anus and devour them from the inside. Need I say more?
Wow. Oh.
Could you say more?
Yeah, you could, but you should.
I think we're going to award you $4 for not saying more. And yes, side conversation later about words not to say during a Teams meeting.
Well, you did say poop, so I thought anus was okay.
That was good. It's feeling along with the theme of the week. Question number two. How do hagfish ward off predators? Vice Principal Botnick.
By asking them to dinner.
Oh, gosh. $4 plus $2 social commentary. Matt Schulman.
They convince their predators that they're actually looking for hogfish. It works more than you would think.
Oh, $4 for a simple vowel change. Good one. Good one. Question number three. Not only are hagfish jawless, what else do they lack? Matt Schulman.
You know, I'm with Venturo on this one. I think they lack a starring role in a monster movie. It's always sharks or anacondas. Why can't I watch Hagfish Hunter, : Slime Time?
$4 plus a two bonus dollars for referring back to Venturo. That's good. And then we got Venturo to laugh out loud for another dollar. Vice Principal Botnick.
I think you need to throw in the extra buck for the mention of colon. What the hagfish lack is the self-control not to enter dead or dying creatures through the mouth or anus to a viscera. Sorry, this really left a mark on me.
$6 for saying that word again. $1 because you got Metro bent in half. And another side conversation about words not to say in a Teams meeting unless you're using somebody else's microphone.
Cautionary tale.
Oh, gosh. 14, 18, 20. Oh, $37. Hey, we can all invite a friend to lunch this week. We're getting full lunch, full dessert with friends. $37. Well played, ladies and gentlemen. Good work today.
It's the hagfish special, I believe, as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, something just tells me that if you eat hagfish, there'll be a lot of refunding happening, if you know what I mean. All right, it is Wednesday. Time for Wednesday's word.
Oh, yeah, this is all this swimming in water and fish is just getting to my mind, not to mention what the hagfish actually does. Anyway, today's word, debate. You know, did you ever notice today that fish are so political? Because they're always taking debate.
Dad jokes all day, dad jokes all night. Well, that is it for us, everybody. Thanks to our fans and friends and odds and ends for sticking with us. Have a great Wednesday, everyone. We are the Wise Guys and Girl and Matt, leaving you smarter and happier than you were yesterday.